Out the back now for Gaskell. Short pass for Pitts, who's over. And Pitts will score the first try of the afternoon. And that's what happens when you give Bradford a set on your own line. You get punished. It's the Bulls 4, the Broncos 0.
And as it was all pressure again from the Bulls, but the Broncos in discipline. And as I just mentioned 30 seconds ago, you keep inviting the Bulls back to your try line. There's only one thing will happen. You will concede a try. You will concede the 4 points. But again, it's that man, Lee Gaskell, organising. Great pass. Jay Pitts 5 yards out, Mark Wilson. You don't stop it from that sort of distance.
Ball juggled by Addy, but does well and beats Lovegrove initially. Lovegrove gets back and tackles him about 8 metres away. They've got a couple left, the Bulls, and O'Brien's going for it. He's got Lowe, he's over. Sensational try from the young hooker, and Jimmy Lowes will appreciate that bit of skill. He saw a gap, and he was over in a flash. Bradford lead by 10 points to nil.
It is just from his mentor, Lowe. Exactly what Adam O'Brien does. Scooting from dummy half, 5 yards out. But again, as I mentioned, if you keep inviting the Bulls back in your 22, you will concede the point. Exactly what they've done, and I say the Bulls on a roll. Can London stop this pressure? What they've been put under by the Bulls.
Addy waiting out the back at first receiver, will get it now. Gaskell coming into the line, gets it now. Gaskell slides through, he bounces, and has he got it down? No, yes he has. Cobb says he's got over at the second attempt. He landed short, Gaskell, but he just momentum dragged him over the line. He's in 10 from touch, third try of the afternoon. We said it was quiet, Gaskell. He's on the scoreboard. Bradford 16, London 2.
It was, but it's all come from that shocking mistake from the London Broncos. The winger in the fullback, just no communication whatsoever. The winger decided to take the ball, but he absolutely made a howl out of it. The Bulls put the Broncos back under pressure. Gaskell again just showing the quality, being quiet from the last 15 minutes, but just showing his quality. The conditions took him over. May have been, well, he's just looking at his shoulder. It could have been a double movement, but the referee says no. Awards the 4 points, and the Bulls, well, they might just take control of this game now.
Here's Addy out the back, tries to get Shaw away, and now he's got Alugia down the line. Alugia going for the corner, he's going to get in! Try for Chris Alugia, fourth for the Bradford Bulls, and that is it. The Bulls will be going, another win for them. They lead by 22 points to 2.
It is another win, but he's just showing all the pace and strength. But good creativity, good ball movement by the Bulls. And I say the big guy himself, Chris Alugia, shown the outside, excellent step inside, good handoff, and the London Broncos couldn't stop the big man from putting the 4 points over. That's the game now to the Bulls, and I say the Bulls will go 6 points clear of the Broncos in the league table.
And they're going to play the ball now, just to the right of the sticks. Here's Addy. Addy pops it up, gets the ball away for Sidlow. Surely they've got a score, they've got a three-man overlap. It's out for Wasaley on the far side, and he jinks his way over. Another try for the Bulls, the floodgates starting to open. 8 minutes left, Bulls 26, London Broncos 2.
Yes, the Bulls just asking plenty of questions down this Broncos defence. Good ball movement, plenty of numbers on the left-hand side, but I tell you what, Mark, it was a great pullback from Usili there. He had defenders in front of him, but just came off the right peg on the outside, went into the corner. A good try there by the Bulls winger.